Before we conclude our consideration of this topic, let me draw your attention to an interesting and significant fact. As we've seen, Buddhism analyzes man into body, speech, and mind, and it is this triad which provides the framework of the 10 precepts. References to body, speech, and mind are in fact found throughout the Tripitaka, and it would appear that the triad goes back to the earliest period of Buddhism and formed part of the Buddha's own language. As we know, that language was adopted and in part adapted from the existing Indian religious tradition or traditions, some terms and concepts indeed being subjected to radical redefinition and reinterpretation. The triad of body, speech and mind did not form part of this already existing language. Indeed, according to sources which I have not as yet had the opportunity of checking, the concept of man as consisting of body, speech and mind is not to be found in the Vedas. If the Buddha does not think of it himself, and it seems unlikely that he did, then where did he get it from? He could only have got it, and this is the interesting and possibly significant fact to which I wanted to draw your attention, from the Zoroastrian tradition, in which the same triad occupies an extremely important place, and where, as in Buddhism, there is a strong emphasis on a corresponding threefold purification. This raises all sorts of fascinating questions concerning the relations between India and the Persian Empire, and between India and Central Asia, as well as concerning the extent to which Zoroastrianism may have influenced Buddhism, and Buddhism in its turn may have influenced Sufism. Fascinating as they are, however, these are questions which must be pursued on some future occasion. Meanwhile, we must proceed to our next topic.